Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Robert Murch back with us. He was with us almost 7 years ago, and we'll call him Murch. He's the world's foremost collector, historian, and expert on Ouija and talking boards, and also serves as the chairman of the board for the Talking Board Historical Society. His relationship with the Ouija began after watching the movie Witchboard in 1986, and a century after the talking board made its debut. Murch purchased his first antique Ouija board back in 1992, became quite obsessed with unraveling the mystery of its origins. Since then, he has devoted his career, his life, to researching the history of the Ouija board and its founders, with Murch also traveling the world to track down descendants of all those involved with the introduction of the mystifying oracle. Hey, Murch, welcome back. It's been a while.
How are you doing? It's great to be here.
It's great for you, too. Great for me. It's great that you're still around after dealing with the Ouija board.
I think I saw you, last time I saw you, I think, was in Boulder filming for Beyond Reality.
Beyond Belief Show, yeah.
Beyond Belief Show, exactly. And sorry about that. And I think that was the last time I saw you, and that was right after a back surgery. So it was good to see you then. It's good to be here now.
Good. How are you feeling?
Better. You know, backs are tough, but so am I.
Tough surgery, indeed. Take us back to the beginning of your relationship with the Ouija board. What was it that captured your attention?
Yeah, you know, I was raised in an Orthodox home, so a Jewish Orthodox home. And anyone who's raised in Orthodoxy, all this mysticism, paranormal, God, all of this is kind of your reality. It's just baked into how you're raised. And it means it's basically not scary because you're exposed to this at a very young age, the belief that other things exist other than what we see and hear. And so I think I was just open to it. And then I had kind of been around, seen the Ouija board a little bit, but it was really Kevin Tenney's 1986 film, Witchboard. I was 13 years old, and my grandmother, who was Orthodox Jew, she snuck me into the movie theater.
Oh my God.
To see this movie. I know, it's crazy because she didn't have to. She was an adult. She probably could have just paid for me to get in, but I don't know. This was like a bonding moment. She snuck me in, and she liked paranormal movies and supernatural stuff that my mom and parents didn't want me to watch and see. Of course, that's what grandparents are great for. So I saw this movie, and I really, it didn't take long before I noticed, even at 13, that the movie theater was very polarized. That this thing made of plastic and cardboard was scaring people or making people laugh. Like, why could be, you know, how could this be so scary? Or how can you not see that this is scary? And that kind of stuck with me leading up until I went to college. And I went to University of New Hampshire, wonderful college. And I was in a quad with three other roommates. And they wanted to go to a fraternity. And I knew that if I went to a fraternity, I wouldn't finish college. I wouldn't graduate. That was a bad. That would be a bad decision for me. So I decided to stay in the school part and help them, and then I could go to the parties. And one of the things they needed for their rushing for the fraternity was an old Ouija board. It was a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
And you know, any New Englander who's you know spent who's grown up in New England. Basically, you go to flea markets and yard sales, and, you know, this is what you do. You go antiquing on the weekends. So I knew I'd seen them. And I you know, came home for the weekend to Boston and hit all the antique stores and flea markets and yard sales and picked a bunch up. And when they returned them to me, there were 10, and they were all different. And I just thought, wait a minute, isn't there only one Ouija board? Isn't that like the only thing that I'd ever heard of is just a Ouija board?
Sure.
And there were all these different makers and manufacturers and names. And so I went to, you'll know what I'm talking about. Hopefully your listeners do too. But I went to a physical building called the library where there were real books inside. And
I remember those.
I remember they were fun. And I looked up the Ouija board. I wanted to know who was behind it and, you know, where did it come from? And every encyclopedia, whether it was Funk and Wagnalls, it didn't matter. They all said that the Ouija board came from someplace different. And I thought, wait a minute, how can something that everyone knows what it is when you say it, most people have a story, we don't know where it comes from? And that really sent me off into this kind of lifelong obsession and possession of the Ouija board to really figure out its roots and trace everything about it, what people believe, what's fact, where did it come from, who were the people involved, and really just kind of trying to dig that up. And in the process of that, it caused us to form the Talking Board Historical Society, a nonprofit, in 2014 that's dedicated to preserving this history so it doesn't get lost again.
How far back, Mark Murch, were you able to track the origin of the Ouija board?
Well, Ouija is interesting because, you know, Ouija is a trademark that's been in continuous use since 1890. Ouija is a talking board that's the class of these games. So talking boards existed before Ouija or Ouija. It's just the most popular. So 1890 is for Ouija. If we go back in talking boards, there's a couple of markers. And 1886 is another marker. That's when the use of these that were happening in the spiritualist communities all over America basically got picked up by a story in the Associated Press and reprinted everywhere, in London, in Boston, in Sydney, and all of these stories were basically telling people how to make the board. What were they? How to make them? And, you know, what to do with them? What were they used for? And if we go back a little further, the 1870s are where we see devices or spirit communication devices that resemble the talking board, but not exactly the way we see it today with a planchette, the movable piece right. on a board that has letters, numbers, and words. And if we go back even further, really, they were close. If we say that 1848 was the birth of modern spiritualism in America, then the Fox sisters had it real close because they were investigating this haunt that was happening inside their house. They were hearing these knocks and they were responding. So they felt that there was an intelligent response, like one knock, yes, two knocks, no. And these girls felt like they were getting answers. And so really quickly, they realized that saying one knock is A, two knock is B, three knock is C. This is long when you have 26 letters and then your numbers. So they really quickly started putting alphabet cards out in numbers and words and using their finger or a pencil and pointing to the letters or numbers or words. And if there was a knock, that was the correct letter, word, or number spelling out there. So they were close. But then all of these other wonderful, amazing spirit communication devices came about, and it really obscured the talking board. And it really kind of comes back as the planchette, which was a separate spirit communication device, really merges. That instead of people using a planchette to place their hand on and ask the spirits what they want, a planchette would spell it out by using a pencil as one of the legs, pointing it out and spelling it. So that would then become the pointer and a talking board. And when that happened, it was like magic.
Birch, what moves the planchette?
That's a great question. And I actually think the answer depends on who's playing and what's really going on around the room, what the history is, kind of even what's going on in the days of those people. There's basically three ways that most people believe is happening when you sit down at the Ouija board. And the first is what scientists have been calling an automatic response for a long time, automatism. And basically, it's the belief that these small movements in your hands and the fact that you want the board to work cause you to cause this trick in your head that you don't know you're answering it, you're pushing it. So you ask a question because you want to.
Right. You can't even feel that you're moving it.
Exactly. You swear you can't move it. You would swear on a Bible you are not moving it. And yet scientists can show that sometimes you are.
And you would probably pass a lie detector test if they asked if you were moving it, because you really don't know. It's a reflex,
exactly.
Isn't it?
It's exactly. And people, you know, who you can't, unless you've done it, you don't understand it, right? Because most people say, wait a minute, if I'm moving, I would know it. But it's so slight and it's so small, and you're paying such close attention that when you sit down at the Ouija board and you place your fingertips on the planchette, time slows down. Everything gets quiet. Everyone's focused on it. You can hear that the movement of the felt feet on the planchette, and you know you can feel it moving. And all of that really takes your focus away from you might be doing it yourself. And not to mention, you know, your friend might be pushing it just to be a jerk, right? Someone could be doing it just to have fun with you.
Absolutely.
That's
you can't rule that out.
Right. It depends on the friends you have. I know the friends I have, some would push it. But then we have another thing that there are psychics who believe that there's a form of telepathy that's going on, that you're starting to read each other's minds. And that's how you're getting answers that you might, how would you know that about me if you're a stranger? And then we have what spiritualists were talking about back in the 1800s and people have been talking about throughout time. What if when you sit at a spirit communication device like the Ouija board and you ask if anyone's there and you part the veil, what happens if when you use the board, a portal is opened up and you're allowed to communicate with something not physically in the room the way we see everyone else?
Which I believe happens. I think that's a good possibility.
I think anything's possible because we're dealing with humans. And when we deal with the human mind and the brain, I think the only thing I always like to point out is there's nothing inherently mystical about cardboard and plastic. The reason the Ouija board is so special is because we give it power. We believe that when something goes wrong, it's the Ouija board's fault.
Can it be dangerous, Murch?
I think the Ouija board can be dangerous if people don't pay attention. And that one of the big things is if they don't, play with it in a way that's going to get them in trouble. You know, first of all, what is it you're trying to accomplish, right? Why are you sitting down at the Ouija board? And making sure you ask questions that you're reasonably trying to get, you know, writing down your questions ahead of time, right? Coming up with 10 questions that you might want to use if you sit down and play the Ouija board. And then maybe playing it with, say, 4 people or more, because one, it works faster when you first start, and two, it's a little more fun. And so the more people you have, the quicker it will work until the more you sit at it happens. And then also putting in place some things for you that make you feel better. Because again, this is about belief. If you believe you're going to open up a portal and cross the veil, you are. That's what you're gonna. What's going to happen. That's going to be your experience. And so if those things make you nervous, or if you've had bad experiences, some people pray, some people imagine a white light, some people follow certain rules or Ouija-stitions that make them feel better. It's a really interesting thing, because a lot can happen depending on how you approach the board.
Can some people, Merch, get reckless with the board?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of the problem, and I work on movies and TV shows, so I might be part of the problem as well, but one of the things we often depict in movies, going, you know, all the way back to, say, The Exorcist in 1973, is we often show young people playing the Ouija board, kind of not knowing what they're doing, get in trouble, play the Ouija board by itself, yep. You know, another Ouija-stition that people believe, and then get into trouble. And they get reckless because, you know, to them it's a game.
Don't they say the little boy from The Exorcist, the original kid from Baltimore, was playing mm-hmm. with a Ouija board when all this mess happened in his life?
They say that after the fact, much later, that it's not actually part of the story for some time, and there's no actual proof or diary references or any records of anyone saying that he played with the Ouija board.
Makes a better story, though, doesn't it?
It does, and it's also likely. I mean, it's in the 1940s. You know, it's the Ouija board is a huge boom. It's really popular around wartime. And so the fact that he might have been playing with his aunt with the Ouija board, it's entirely possible. But like you said, it makes a better story. And stories have power. And if people who've seen The Exorcist, the movie, and then who also have delved into it deeper and really gotten into the true story of The Exorcist, we know that it's scary. And if someone tells you that playing with the Ouija board alone could cause you to be possessed by a demon, that's pretty powerful.
You know, it's
you're
huge.
Planting the seed of something really bad that could happen. And so, again, belief, if you've opened the door to that, you know, that's where things can get reckless. And that's why I say, if you're going to sit down at it, you really think about what it is you're doing. Why are you using it? Have you lost someone? Are you just interested in the unknown and the other side? You know, what is it you're trying to accomplish? Really coming up with a plan.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.